to find the power needed to stand tall and to overcome the enemies that surround.
I name Larkspur as the heir to my throne and the next queen of the Rim.
I refuse.
Excuse me?
There is an old tale amongst the Terrorlings, one I have not thought of since I was a child. A story so old, I'm not sure any of our people remember it in its original form. Rather, they recall it, torn like pieces of paper, shredded and thrown in the air. So you can't possibly grab them all, but find them scattered in bits and pieces.
Larkspur, you chose to use a tracker. You broke our laws. You defiled the Eyrie, earning yourself the name Destroyer. You killed sylphs. You've killed salamanders. You've killed Terrorlings and Undines.
I have. And I would do it again to protect those I love.
You are no longer of the Rim. You are no longer of our family. I cast you out to wander the desert, Larkspur. That is your home.
With my eyes closed, blocking out what was in front of me, I could bring the memory forward of one of the lines of the tale. One that had always stayed with me. Coming to me when I was sure I could not take another step.
For that, the heart beats on, gaining in strength as it gained in purpose.
I needed purpose more than ever before, because in that moment, my heart walked away from me. Lark's long blonde braid swung side to side as she walked away from the Rim, away from her home. The set of her shoulders was bent, as though the weight of a redwood had been placed squarely on them, holding her down, trapping her underneath. Though I was one of the few who would see it. Her chin was high, and her stride defiant even now. But her heart, I could almost hear it cracking under the punishment. Seeing Larkspur banished by her father gutted me as surely as a blade running me through. Banishment was a death sentence for most Terrorlings. For Lark, though, I prayed to the Mother Goddess it would not be the same for Lark. Lark carried two elements within her. Earth and spirit, in amounts that made her a powerhouse of epic proportions. Spirit allowed her to be more than any other elemental our world had seen in 1,000 years. I could only hope it would be enough to keep her mind intact. Elementals didn't do well outside their homes for more than a few months, as their hearts and souls craved the connection to their place of power. Whether it be the Rim, the Pit, the Deep, or the Eyrie, some faded into nothing, their bodies going back to the elements they were spawned from. A few went wild, their minds cracking under the strain until they lashed out. They slowly lost their minds and seemed to unravel, an event that left not only their lives in danger, but the lives of the humans around them. If Lark unraveled, I was not sure the world could survive the consequences. The Redwoods groaned as if they too mourned her loss. As if they understood that the only elemental who truly understood the cost of standing by and doing nothing was being cast aside. I could not let Lark go. I steeled myself for what I was about to do, and took a step to follow her.
Any who have contact with Larkspur will also be banished. I will not have her ideas infecting our family further than they have thus far.
Basilius's voice rolled through the Rim, boosted by his connection to the Earth. Unlike Lark, I couldn't see him use his power, but I could feel it course across my skin like a faint breeze. I should have held my tongue. I knew better than to challenge the king. I was not of the royal family. I had no right to call him on his actions. But it was Lark he was sending away, not some criminal. And she was my heart. I was not sure I wasn't already banished.
Are you serious?
That drew not only the king's attention, but the remaining crowd, too. If nothing else, they loved something to gossip over. And an ender facing the king was about as good as it got after the scene between him and Lark. His green eyes flashed with irritation, but not true anger, which surprised me.
I have lost my daughter today, Ender. Do not question me.
His words hummed with power, almost making me want to go to my knees. My vows as an ender were simple. But they bound me to be obedient to the ruler over all else, which made me want to bow my head in acquiescence to his words. I fought the urge, steadied my knees, and kept my eyes on the king, locking him in a stare that had made more than one elemental shake with fear. You chose to lose her.